You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. America's central banker-in-chief offered a, choose your word, dour, dreary, forbidding assessment of the economy after his policymaking team's last interest rate meeting before the election. The outlook is, quote, highly uncertain given the pandemic. Jay Powell left the world with the strong impression that interest rates will stay near zero until a college freshman now becomes a college senior, the year 2023. But Powell also made it clear there are things the Fed cannot do. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer was on that video briefing and joins us now live. What can't the Fed do?
Well, Powell made it clear the Fed only has the power to lend money. It can't make grants. That's Congress's job.
These are lending powers, not spending powers. The Fed cannot grant money to particular beneficiaries. We can only create programs or facilities with broad-based eligibility to make loans to solvent entities with the expectation that the loans will be repaid.
And David Powell said another relief package from Congress will likely be needed. He pointed out that roughly 11 million people are still out of work due to the pandemic.
Yeah, and this is the first Fed meeting since Powell unveiled a new policy on letting inflation run hotter before intervening.
It is. The new policy is the Fed will aim for inflation to come in at an average of 2%, letting it go a bit higher if it's been below that for a while. Even if unemployment is low, the Fed used to raise rates to head off inflation right away when the jobless rate fell. The thinking was workers could demand higher salaries, pushing up prices. But now the Fed will sit tight because it takes longer for the Black and Hispanic jobless rates to come down. The idea is give everybody a chance to find a job without worrying so much about the economy heating up.
But we cover the wealth gap here. What did Powell say about income inequality?
He was asked about that a couple of times. I asked him about it. He said economic inequality holds back the economy. Powell said people are stuck at the lower end of the income spectrum. They have limited mobility, so they can't move for jobs. But Powell said there's only so much the Fed can do about these problems.
The thing is, we don't really have the tools to address those. We have interest rates and bank supervision and financial stability policy and things like that, but we can't get at those things through our tools.
Powell said these are issues for elected representatives.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.